You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight, I'm going to begin to illuminate the foundation of life, the foundation of a more meaningful life, the bedrock, the meaning, the marrow of life, really. And we're going to have a lot of fun tonight. I'm telling you, this is going to be a really, really, really fun show because we're going to be discussing some really cool stuff, talking about how to get that into your life and how it's going to really magnify and just really change your life in such a positive way. So tonight we're going to be discussing happiness, how to get it and where it comes from. We're also going to be discussing love, how to give it, how to get it, better yet, even the value of it and what it means. And later on in the hour, I'm going to explain the inherent difference between love, unconditional love, and respect. It's going to be a fun night because, you know, oftentimes I figure it out in life when we illuminate the path and we help others to see the truth, it inspires people to not only be better, but it also inspires us to be happier, healthier, more fun, more active people because we get it. A good example is when you're in a situation and you don't understand the problem. You know there's something wrong, but you can't put a finger on it, and so there is no diagnosis, right? And I've found in life that when we have no diagnosis, it kind of scares us because it's easier for most of us to look at a situation and say, you know what? This situation is XYZ and I know it and that's good. I figured that out. I know it and it's good. I figured that out. Now, what do I do about it? Instead of, well, I don't know what it is and I don't know, maybe I need to pop open the hood. Not really sure what that's going to do. And, you know, I just don't know what to do. You know, I don't even know what it is. Where do I begin? And so tonight we're going to take out all that guesswork when it comes to our foundation of life. We're going to take out that guesswork because I found that when we get rid of all that guesswork, life becomes a lot easier. And it becomes more fun. I remember when I was a kid, I used to always use the word funner. It's so much more funner. This is so much more funner. So it's going to be a lot more funner tonight, by the way. After you listen to this show, you're going to have a lot more fun in life because, you know, it just really illuminates the stuff that sometimes we get confused by. And I don't know about you, but when I get confused, I kind of get stuck. When I get confused, I kind of sit down and I have to really think about things and process things, and it kind of slows me down, right? And sometimes that's not a bad thing. Sometimes we got to regroup, reformulate, reformat, and go out there to do it again. But often I find that we fall into a trap when we get confused of overthinking. And am I in the right? Am I in the wrong? Am I even thinking clearly? Is this the right direction for me to be thinking, or is this just out of line? And so you become confused on your next step, your journey. And so tonight, let's illuminate this stuff. Let's stop a lot of the confusion. Let's turn the light on and let's roll from there. So the first thing I want to discuss tonight is something that is dear to my heart. It is something that I get to hear about every day. And let me explain my double perspective on this. My first perspective is the fact that I'm a human being. Yes, if you didn't know that, I am a human being, not a cyborg. Thank you very much. Just kidding. But I am human, okay? So I am a human being, so I get to hear all my friends and relatives, and I get to look on social media. Oh, God, I wish I could just be happy. And people ask me, you know, where, when, God, when will I be happy? God, I just wish I was happy. And I'm a therapist, okay? So I have folks that come into my office every day just wanting to be happy. You know, some people feel that, you know, God and the universe has dealt them a bad hand, and that somebody's out to get them because they just can't find happiness. And I find it interesting when people say, where do I find happiness? Like there's a map and a treasure. It reminds me of that movie, the series of movies, City Slickers, where they're always looking for the map, and then the map is like, I don't know, not real. And if it is real, it's missing part of it. And it's like you're always over there looking for the gold. Call it the happiness gold. And it's funny because when we start realizing where happiness comes from, we stop looking for it in the wrong places, right? You know, it's interesting. It's like when you realize that you're probably not going to meet your soulmate at a nightclub, okay? You stop going to nightclubs to meet your soulmate, and even if you still go to clubs, you don't go there to meet somebody. You go there to dance or to drink. So you actually put it all back into perspective. Nightclub equals drinking, dancing, not finding soulmate. And I find that when we realize where happiness comes from, it's very similar. All of a sudden, we can have fun in situations and not be looking for something when it's not supposed to be there, or when it's not supposed to give you the result that you think you need from XYZ. So let's talk about happiness and how we get it. Happiness, I think, to most people is one of the most elusive things ever. Like, they don't know where to find it. They don't know where it comes from. They don't know how to get it. And even sometimes when they are, they don't even know how to process it because they don't understand what happiness means. Because happy and happiness is kind of a very broad word, a broad thought. Joy, gratitude, those words come to mind, and they seem to allow more meaning, right? Because it's more understandable, possibly, what gratitude means or feeling joy. We can kind of resonate with that. So let's really begin with happiness. I think that oftentimes we couple a lot of things in this umbrella, like being content and being who we are and being authentic and resonating with a certain happiness and having joy and being happy in our own skin. And all that seems to formulate under the happiness umbrella, right? Seems to get a lot of stuff under that umbrella. You know, it's almost like you're trying to squish like four or five people under one of those big one of those big golf umbrellas, right? And not everybody's going to fit. Somebody's going to get rain on their shoulder. And usually that's me because I'm holding the umbrella and I feel bad that other people are getting wet. But you see what I'm saying? Happiness is kind of covers a lot of ground. But with that said, we can still talk about how we get it because it's not hard to figure out. But it is hard to figure out if you're looking for it in the wrong place. So to me, happiness means that I'm pretty content with who I am. Happiness means that I feel good overall well-being about my life. Happiness means that I feel good, like I'm not in harm. I'm feeling healthy. I'm happy. I'm resonating at a certain frequency. I feel that happiness also is something that we often see even in people's faces. And it's almost like their skin even defines it sometimes too. You know, you often see when people are really unhappy, they look unhappy. It's hard, even if they're trying to act like they're happy, even if they're trying to put a mask on, you can kind of see through it if you know what to look for and if you are in a state of mind where you understand the difference. You know, happiness and how to get it. It's always interesting because I find that oftentimes a lot of us have been raised, and it's not just your personal fault, it's that we've been raised to believe that someone else is going to offer us a happiness. We're going to meet that person and we're going to instantaneously become happy. Our life is now going to have meaning and everything is going to change. And I think that oftentimes that thought process and limited perspective comes from our family and our parents. Because that's what they did. They were unhappy and they met a woman or they met a man and then they got married and they're like, okay, I'm happy now. I'm complete now. I'm a whole person. Well, you know, I hate to say that that is just not right, but it's just not true. The thing is that happiness was never meant to be found in someone other than yourself. Because, see, think about it. If you find happiness in someone else, you find your personal happiness in someone else, if that person leaves you, then so does your happiness. Do you see what I'm saying? That's a lot of power. That's a lot of power to give to somebody, that you give them your happiness, because if they leave you, they take your happiness with them, because that's where you found happiness. You see where the fallacy lies? Because the fact that nobody can provide you happiness and nobody can take your happiness means one thing. Stay tuned. I return to me talking about where you can find that happiness, where you can find it. You don't need a treasure map. You don't need a treasure map to find your happiness. I'm going to tell you where the treasure lies tonight. Stay tuned. Check out AshleyBurgess.com. We just got the makeover. Ashley, BERGES.com, just got the makeover that she's been working on. So check out the website. We got a new makeover. Yes, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. It's very user-friendly. Be able to check out, listen to any of the shows, read any of the blogs, anything you can do right there. Also, go check it out on Spreaker, iHeartRadio. Listen to Live Your True Life Perspectives. Also, check out on Spreaker and iHeartRadio the new Celebrity Perspective. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time in two shakes.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight we're talking about the foundation of life. The foundation of a more meaningful life. The bedrock, the meaning, the marrow, really, of what it means to have an amazing life. And right before the break, I was discussing something that's very near and dear to my heart, something that I really truly love to talk about, because from a perspective of a person and a human being on this planet, and from the perspective of a therapist on this planet as well. I don't get to do therapy on another planet. I would like to, though. I would really like to go check it out on Mars or Uranus or one of those planets that we haven't even named yet, but I think there's like how many solar systems that we've found so far? It could be very interesting. Real alien housewives, and I could actually go in there and do some therapy. So let's talk about happiness. How do we get it, and where does it come from? How do we get it, and where does it come from? And right before the break, I was alluding to the fact that oftentimes, it's not anybody's fault. And I'm not trying to wreak havoc on your parents and your upbringing, but what I am saying is that we learn a lot of this stuff. We learn both good and not so good ways of looking at life. And a lot of us learn from our parents that happiness is found through another person. And that other person, by being with them, is going to allow us to be happy, and we're going to find happiness, and all this great stuff is just going to fall right into our lap. But that's just not the truth. And it's funny because I found that a lot of people wrap this happiness up. So, for example, they find someone and they meet them and they fall in love with them. And it's beautiful. It's just so beautiful. It's just so beautiful. And they find this love with them. And everything's great until something happens. And I find it often that divorces are more difficult when people haven't found happiness within themselves, because the happiness is still attached to the wife that's about to be the ex-wife, or to the husband that's about to be the ex-husband. And so the problem is, it's not just that that person's leaving you, they're also taking your happiness with them. Okay? I'd be pretty pissed off too, to be quite honest with you. If somebody's leaving me and taking my happiness with them too, I'd be like, how dare you? This is my happiness. But see, it's not really your happiness if you didn't have it before they showed up. You see what I'm saying? So it's kind of like trying to figure out whose dog is it. Well, that's pretty easy to figure out. Was it our dog? Was it your dog? How are we going to make this happen? But think about this. It's the same thing, love and happiness. How do we make this a reality? How do we figure this out? And it's just like mostly almost everything in life, where does happiness come from? Because like I was saying earlier, if somebody came into your life and all of a sudden you became happy and they provided the happiness for you, what happens when they leave? They also take it with them. And so I ask you to begin to understand that happiness truly has to come from within, or it's not real. Or it's predicated on certain conditions that are outside of you. Okay, so we figure that out. But how does it come from within, right? So let's just say some of you out there are like, okay, I get it. I understand it, Ashley. I've got to be happy on my own, and I've got to create that. But how do I create that from within? And that's a good, solid question. That's a great, solid question. And I'm going to answer that later on in the hour for you. Because I find that once we figure out a couple more steps on the bedrock of life, on that meaning, on that bone marrow of life, we figure out how we become happy, how we fortify it within ourselves, how it's not predicated or conditional based on other people, right? And how we keep it for as ever long as we're here. Because I think that's a given right, is how to be happy. And I think it's something that's very elusive because media and film and TV and your friends and your parents and everybody else have tried to explain this stuff in their own perspective. And the problem is that if the perspective is based on a fallacy and it's a constant fallacy across all these lines, what's going to happen? You're not going to know where to find happiness. You're not going to understand how to develop happiness. Because most people on this planet, FYI, are unhappy people. And you know why they're unhappy? Because they're going outside of themselves to find happiness. That's why the divorce rate is so high. It's not just because all of a sudden people woke up and go, I hate my wife, I hate my husband, that son of a... No, it's because people are putting all this stuff into someone else. And they almost feel robbed because they're basing and predicating their happiness on this relationship. So what happens in the relationship? Something goes wrong in the relationship. It's not just, a, okay, we had a fight, we had an argument, we got to get over this, we got to work through it. It's more like it's the end of the world because happiness, their personal happiness is predicated on this fight, predicated on this breakup, predicated on how we have wrapped up happiness and purpose and other people in this crazy envelope of sorts that nobody can live up to. I've done a show in the past, and I know some of y'all have reached out to me, and I really appreciate reaching out to me and explaining and expressing your feelings toward a lot of these shows, because thank you. Let me just put it that way. Thank you very much, because it makes me feel great about doing this, because you get it. And I love that, and thank you. And so I did that show, remember, recently on how we often get married and we have children and we believe that that marriage and those children are our purpose. And the problem we find is that when the kids start going to college or move out of the house, right? Holy hand grenade, Superman. Because the thing is that the when you got married, your spouse became your purpose. Even though you didn't realize that, that's what happened because you're like, oh, this is my purpose in life now. And then when you had children, that those children became your purpose. But then when the children move out, well, then what's your purpose now? And then you begin to realize that you never found your purpose, and now you got to begin to work on you. And that can either be very awakening and fun and lovely, or that can be very scary and stressful. And it can also make you wonder about the meaning of life and who you are, and you can question your whole life. I've had people come into my office and say, what the heck was I doing for the last 24 years of my life? You know, the kids just moved out. My husband and I don't have anything in common. We don't even know what to talk about anymore. I don't even figure it out. I don't even think I've ever figured out what I should do with my life. And now what do I do? And I understand, I feel your pain, but the thing is that we've been sold a bill of goods that purpose, your purpose is other people, and that your happiness is predicated on other people, and that's just not true. It's just not. And I know for a lot of us in the beginning, it's the easy way out because we don't want to have that much power. Holy crap. You know, if you have that much power, you got to figure it out. You got to actually do something. What are you going to do? You got to actually see and go, oh my God, okay, I'm a strong person. I guess I have a real unique purpose here. I have the ability to be happy within. Oh gosh. I can create my own, my own path. I can do all this. Whoa. That's a lot. That's like having a test, right? That's like having a test where instead of A, B, C, and D is all the above, you have, you know, A through triple Z's, and you have all these options. It's almost like too many options, right? So we're like, you know, my purpose is these people, and my happiness is derived from being in this family, and I'm this is good. This is what I'm going to do right now, because this is all I can really handle right now. And I understand, I get it. But there comes a time for most of us where we wake up. And it's easier to wake up and not be so startled than it is to wake up and go, holy crap, where did all the time go? And I have a lot of work to do. You know, it's interesting. This whole concept is very interesting. And I find a lot of people really enjoy talking about this and other people don't. So when we return, we're going to be talking about where we get happiness. But we're going to be talking about the one thing that actually provides us happiness. And so they kind of work hand in hand. Well, they don't kind of work hand in hand. They work hand in hand. And these two things that work hand in hand are the foundation and the predication of what we're doing here based on the foundation of a life that's more meaningful. You can check out my show. You know, I'm on 7 days a week now. We're also out in Britain as well. We're in London, England, and all through Britain, too, which is very amazing. Check us out on AshleyBurgess.com, Spreaker, Stitcher, Google Play, iHeartRadio, Radio Monterey. I can list goes on, but you can find out everything on the line at AshleyBurgess.com. Stay tuned because live your true life, hashtag LYTL Perspectives. With your host, me, Ashley Burgess, we'll be back this time in, two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. We've been talking tonight about happiness, how to get it, and where it comes from. And right now, before we can really establish where happiness comes from, we need to talk about love. How to give it, how to get it, the value of it, and what does it mean? And it's interesting how happiness and love is kind of on the same plane. You know, in order for us to really truly be happy, we have to love. But there's very different definitions that I found that some people hold when it comes to love. And again, this is stuff that's learned, we learned as a child. And so, if you have a weird definition of love, it's probably because you were shown that love as a kid and you learned that. I mean, like, I deal with a lot of clients that their parents bought them a bunch of stuff, and that's what they thought love was, is buy people stuff. And so nowadays, you know, they just buy their spouse stuff. They're not really there for them mentally, emotionally. But they just buy them stuff. You know, I know some folks that their family never said they loved them. Ever. And they have a real hard time telling other people they love them because they feel weird about it. They feel it makes them less of a man or less of a woman or, you know, less of a boss. It's very interesting. But the thing that I realized about love is that there's very different levels of love that, and everything besides what I'm going to say is not real. all the other definitions of love are not real. There is lust. There is desire. There is animal magnetism. There's all these other things. That is not love. Okay, that's not love. Hate to break it to everybody. It's not love. So, what is love? What are we here for? What's this foundation? And the foundation that we're here for is a thing called unconditional love. That's the only way love really is. Everything else is just a byproduct of something that's manufactured in the mind, that's created to get something, to manipulate, to use, that kind of sort of thing. And I think a lot of us have been in relationships like that in the past, right? You know the difference. So let's talk about this unconditional love. The unconditional love thing is that you can love anybody and everybody, and that's the foundation of life, by the way. I know that that sounds crazy to some people, but in order to be a full, happy person that has a lot more meaning in their life, they have to be able to get past anger, resentment, judgment, pain, abandonment, all that. And they don't have to. Okay, so get this. It's, you have to forgive that stuff, and you can love anybody unconditionally. You don't have to like always what they do, okay? And you don't have to respect it. And I think oftentimes we miss the boat when it comes to love because we think that love's supposed to have all this stuff in there. And I'll tell you one thing. Unconditional love, once you figure out how to unconditionally love yourself, because we are the hardest people on our own selves. We're very hard on ourselves. I'm sure everybody listening tonight, go on and raise your hand. Raise your hand with confidence that you're probably very hard on yourself. You're probably extremely hard on yourself. You judge yourself at every time you can. You don't give yourself much slack. And oftentimes, if that's the case with yourself, that's the same that you treat other people. And it becomes kind of like this funky cycle of, you know, oh, I love you if you get this right. I don't love you if you don't get this right. You remember in school, I remember when I was younger, and you know, my family and I get along very well. We went through our pits and valleys just like everybody else, ups and valleys, peaks and valleys, sorry, not pits and valleys. And my dad and I had a little bit of, you know, some issues when I was younger, and we're good now, but, you know, he was very much on a conditional thought process when it came to grades and all that kind of stuff. And really, honestly, I think a lot of times a lot of parents were, right? Some of us are now. And it's one thing to take away a TV or whatever when a kid does something wrong, makes bad grades, doesn't show up for curfew. But it's another thing to hold love over their head. And I think that a lot of people in this universe were raised in families that the love was highly conditional. I'll love you as long as you do this, this, and that. And that's just wrong. I mean, that's just not the way that we're supposed to be living our life. We're supposed to love everyone. And I know that sounds crazy for some people. For others, y'all are like, yeah, singing with the choir here. Because really, once we figure out how to love ourselves, and this is what I mean by this, is being able to love yourself no matter what, looking in the mirror and saying, hey, I might not be perfect, and I'm working at it, but I'm not going to hold the love for myself. And once you allow yourself to see the value in you and to understand the power within you and the power that you have as far as purpose is concerned and what you can do with that and how you can impact the world on a world level, and you understand the value that you have, and you begin to love yourself in a way that is therapeutic and mindful. And what I mean by that is that you're not just accepting all your character flaws, you're actually working to get better on a daily basis. And you're not working to be better than other people, you're working to be better than you were yesterday. And as you keep doing that, you develop more and more respect for yourself. And you have more and more love for yourself. And you begin to have this really radiant, unconditional love for yourself that permeates in everything. And it's so cool because as you develop, and I call this a skill, but I call this a life skill. This is a big deal. Once you develop this, you're going to immediately realize that you're happy. Do you understand? When you have unconditional love for yourself and you internally love yourself, and not just the human body and how hot you are or how sexy you are, I'm talking about that you love yourself from the basis of who you are, i.e. a spirit soul here inhabiting a body that's made out of skin that you're renting here for this lifetime, and realizing how amazing, you might not know all the answers to who you are, but doggone it, you have a lineage. And it's not just based on your grandparents and parents here on this earth. And you start realizing this and you start loving yourself for it, all of a sudden you have instantaneously created happiness within that nobody can take from you. Because the same as love, happiness is the same. Happiness and love comes from within and radiates outward. The last thing you want to do is predicate your life on happiness that's outside of you that can be taken or moved at any time. You see what I'm saying? It's like, who moved my happiness? Remember that? Who moved my cheese? Who moved my cheese? Who moved my happiness? Some of you love cheese so much it is your happiness. But why live in a life that's predicated on that? It's the same as who took your love. And you know, and this dynamically changes one's life, because when you are internally happy, based on unconditional love that you have for yourself, do you know what happens? People surround you who are working on that same level. Who are working on that same level. And even if they haven't figured it out yet, you know what? You're impacting their life. And you also don't fall for gimmicks and schemes anymore based on happiness and love. You don't fall for relationships that are based on manipulation and devaluation. You would much rather even spend time with yourself then spend time with somebody that's using you emotionally, physically, mentally, financially. And it's interesting, when we finally realize that love is an unconditional love, which is so amazing, when we finally realize that, it's really impactful. And it changes things. And it's always interesting because you can see when somebody is reacting from that position or acting from that position. And let me restate that. When somebody's acting from a position, I don't mean like acting like an actor. I mean, they are acting through their life as far as moving, talking, walking from an unconditional love platform versus a conditional platform. And it's interesting, a good telltale sign is, how do people communicate with you? This is a big, 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 big indicator of the operating system that's currently being used by somebody else. What I've found is that when people respond in very negative ways or insulting ways, that's where they are personally with themselves. And the reason why I know that is because I know where I am mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, and I will not react in a negative manner. Because the thing is that you, even if you're typing negative responses on the internet, because you're faceless and you can do whatever you want to do, and oftentimes it happens to film stars and stuff, and it's sad because they can take these comments to heart. But these people, again, are faithless and they use that. But think about it. They still have to see the words that they're typing. It's the same as when somebody shoots the bird out with the middle finger. The first person that sees it is the person with the finger up. When people spew out vile stuff and angry and misleading and misjudging and all this stuff, they also hear it too. Do you hear what I'm saying? And this is a big indicator that indicates that someone is not, that does not love themselves, hasn't worked on themselves, and is definitely not happy. Stay tuned. We're going to be talking more about how this jumps into happiness, but better yet, the difference between love and respect, and how you can really use this to not only advance your life, but to help other people. Stay tuned. Live your true life, LYTL Perspectives, with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time, and okay, we'll be back this time in two shakes. You could
be my luck. Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight we've been talking about the foundation of life, the foundation that's for the meaning and a more meaningful life, the bedrock, really. The meaning, the marrow, really, of why we're here. This is like full disclosure. Because I think oftentimes we don't hear the full disclosure because of other people's perceptions based on their past and what they believe to be true, but isn't necessarily true. You know, I think it's interesting because we listen to what other people say, and that's great, and I love to hear other people's opinions. But when it comes to love and happiness, it's very important that we get this right. And a lot of times it's just short-sightedness, or it's parenting, or it's the way we were raised. Because I think that we come into this universe very pure and just like a sponge. And I think sometimes somebody like me and other people have to just say, hey, I figured this out. It took me a while to figure this out too. But guess what? Here you go. Here's some knowledge. And use it in your life and you're going to see a major change. In a good way. Because that's what friends do. People that actually care and know the truth want to share the truth with other people. Because life gets kind of lonely when you kind of get it and other people don't. Because it's not really lonely. It's just kind of like, well, I guess I'll just keep forging it. Just keep doing my thing. It would be cool to have a group of people that you I love everybody, but you love and you respect, and they're on the same wave. Seriously, it's like everybody gets the joke. You're not the only one going, well, I guess my joke didn't go over that well. Think about it. It's nice when other people resonate with it. So that's what this show's all about, is resonating with the reality. And I think that if you've listened to the show with an open heart, you know what this is. It's truth. You know, that's something that I do, is I explain the truth. And I do it not in a, let's do a touchy-feely and cry it out. I do it more in a, hey, this is what it is. And you can do the emotional side, that's fine. But I think it's great when you have the A to B, connect the A to B to C to D to E, connecting the dots, and then you can experience it and go through it the way you need to do it, whether it's really pragmatically, whether it's very just direct, whether it's that or whether it's very emotional, and you have to go through the peaks and valleys, you got to cry it out, whatever it is, you figure that out. But realize this, happiness only comes from within. Other people can bring happiness into your life because they don't bring you down and they do what they say they're going to do and they're good people, and that's great. That's awesome. If you're happy within and somebody's bringing you down because they are lying to you or cheating you or cheating on you, that's something that you have to rectify and decide, is this something I want around me? And I feel that if you love yourself, right? Self-love, unconditional self-love, you're not going to allow that around you for very long. Because it's taken a long time to figure out the self-love thing, and you don't need somebody coming in, dumping on it, on something that you worked so hard to do. And see, that's the key from A to B, is that once you've figured out unconditional love, happiness is automatically there. Because think about it, everybody in my, not everybody, I can't use everybody, can't use everybody, can't use always, can't use never. Oftentimes, though, people come into my office to meet with me for therapy or for coaching, and they want to please other people, and they want affirmation, but they want acceptance from other people. But the biggest issue is that it's really not that you want it from other people. It's that you want it from yourself, because once you get that for yourself, it doesn't matter what other people do. I'm serious. It doesn't matter anymore. Because if they don't get it, then hell. See you later. Don't let the door hit you in the butt on the way out. It's really that easy. It's just difficult overcoming the fact that we realize that we're allowed to love ourselves unconditionally, work on a daily basis to better ourselves, and realize that we can love everybody unconditionally, but we don't have to respect them. There's a lot of people out there that I love everybody, so unconditionally love everybody that I've ever met. Often, though, they do things that I might not be impressed with. I might not see the value in, or I might get kind of angered by some of the things they do. Okay. A good example is a friend of mine's son just went to jail for stealing a car. Got in with the wrong crowd. Anyway, it's a long story. I still love him unconditionally. Okay. And I still love my friend unconditionally. I think maybe there is a little parenting issues that could have been worked out, but I do not respect that the kid stole the car, but I don't take my love away from the kid. Do you see what I'm saying? That's what I mean by unconditional love and respect. So there's a lot of people out there that I think you would unconditionally love if you realize that unconditional love and respect are two different things. Okay? Are two different things. You don't have to respect somebody to unconditionally love them. You don't have to respect somebody for everything they do. And I'm not saying that you're supposed to disrespect them, but I'm saying when people do things that are wrong, you do not have to accept those things. Because when you're unconditionally loving somebody, you can see past the damage that they're creating in their own life and see them for who they truly are. Unfortunately, they haven't seen it in themselves yet. Do you see what I'm saying? When somebody hasn't seen the value within themselves, they keep doing bonehead things. Another word to the wise is that when somebody can't see the value in themselves, FYI, they cannot see the value in you, the true value in you. They might see a value in you for manipulation or to use you, or they see you as somebody that can help them get from point A to point B, someone they can borrow money from, or somebody that they can use, or somebody that they can hang out with because you are the popular one. Or someone that they can hang out with because you seem to be the rock and can listen to them drone on and on about their problem in their life. But they're not going to love you either until they love themselves. And so, before I wrap up tonight, I just wanted to give a couple of pieces of small advice that may or may not come in handy, but might actually work, or actually you can share with other people and maybe think about this and ponder on it. The first thing is, once you've figured out how to unconditionally love yourself, you find that happiness. And once you find that, I'll tell you something. It's like you can see unhappiness in somebody that doesn't like themselves or doesn't love themselves coming a mile away. It's just that way. And you can avoid that to some degree, which is kind of nice. But, and also it's interesting too, because then you begin to realize when you unconditionally love yourself and when you respect yourself, and when you're happy with yourself, you also realize how long it took to get there, and that no matter how much advice you give, right, the person's got to find it within them. And so that's why I like to do these shows, because I like to kind of give you know, the food for thought where, you know, it might be tomorrow, it might be next year when, you know, someone that's listening to the show realizes it and it impacts them in such a way that they go, oh my God, I just figured this out. And that to me is the reason why I do this, is because for every person that's enlightened on how to love themselves, will directly go out there and love people and will care about people. And the same goes for happiness. When we find internal happiness, we realize that there's more to life than meets the eye, and we realize there's more than coincidences, and we realize that we actually have a genuine purpose. Go and check me out on YouTube. Some of the coolest videos are out there. I do weekly videos on motivation, on wisdom, on things like that that really just kind of are expansive and perspective, mind-opening, that can really resonate with you and really just put a big smile on your face for the week. Check out the new makeover on AshleyBurgess.com. We got a little facelift on the website. I want to hear your comments and thoughts on that. You can send me a message on the contact page and I'll get it and respond ASAP. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives, hashtag LYTL Perspectives, with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. Be back this time in 3 shakes.